WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Good morning, 727. Sprockets Hunter.
Hey.
All right, we'll talk about my Ireland trip here in just a little bit. I'll give you the whole rundown on the fun stuff that happened. But first,
so you had some fun, huh?
I had a good time, yeah. But I missed you, and I missed your amazing sports. So let's do that.
Let's
now.
Do that.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Major League Baseball last night: Red Sox beating the Astros 7-5. Series tied there at 1-1. Let's go to NHL tonight. Red Wings going to be in Montreal playing the Canadiens. 7:30 p.m. Catch that, man. NFL news. Last night, yesterday, Miami Dolphins beating the Bears 31-28. Unbelievable game.
Crazy game. Came down to overtime.
Dude, seriously, man.
So now, I believe if the Packers win tonight, they can take their first, they'll be first place in the NFC North.
Yeah.
I believe so. Because it's just been crazy.
Well, the Bears, man, have honestly,
they've been looking good.
They've been looking good.
I can't say anything else. They've been looking very good.
Jets beating the Colts 42-34. Lions had a bye week last night. Sunday night football. The Patriots beating the Chiefs 43-40.
As funny as Benny, even though the Lions had a bye week, Benny posted, "Lions best bye week I've seen yet. Super Bowl, baby."
Lions, that is the best they've looked.
Yeah, yeah, great, dude. Nobody does a bye week like the Lions.
Yeah,
best bye week team ever.
And then tonight, you got your 49ers going to be in Green Bay playing the Packers at 8:15.
And this is a must win because we got a bye week next week, and then four out of the five next games are like tough road games.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. So we need a win here to keep us somewhat in the running.
Quick story with sports real quick. This past weekend, we went to Michigan, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
111,000 people in the stadium.
Oh.
Awesome. It was great.
Yeah.
Until we went back to leave. This is very, my dad never does this. Ever. I don't think I've ever known him doing this. Lost his key. His key with the chip. He's got an extra key.
Thank God.
But it doesn't have a chip in it. Oh. So out of 111,000 people on Saturday, we were the very last ones to leave. We were in that, we parked and tailgated in the golf parking lot or the golf course. Dude, we got back at like 4:30 in the morning. It was tough.
Oh, that's rough.
It was rough.
That is rough.
But it was a good
game. But hey, the Wolverines won. So
they did.
So you got that.
Yeah, beat the hell out of your bed.
Benny just sent me a message. He said, "F you, the Packers suck." Hey, Benny, how many Super Bowls do the Lions have? They're the only NFL team that has two winless seasons. Not even the Browns have that. All right, Benny, why don't you sit there and eat the breakfast that your mommy made you and shut the hell up. We'll be back.
Everything that rocks.
Hey, it's Brock, it's Hunter. Good morning. Good to be back, man.
Guy is just full of caffeine this morning.
Well, you know, and it had the caffeine plus the fact that I miss doing my show.
Mm-hmm.
I miss doing my radio show. I love doing this. Yeah. I love talking to the listeners. I love hanging out with you, just BSing, talking about
God knows what. Welcome back,
buddy. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Missed everybody, but I will say, I had, Kiki and I had an amazing time in Ireland. If you get a chance to go, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. We had so much fun.
I thought she said she didn't get any service over there.
She didn't get any service?
That's what she said before she left. But then there are like 80 pictures
luckily,
posted. I'm like, wait a second.
Here's the crazy thing. Every place there, it doesn't matter what bar or pub you're in. Mm-hmm. And don't worry, I'm not going to be that guy that comes back from a trip and it talks and uses their lingo. I'm not going to start saying pint. I'm not going to start saying pub. It's still
a bar.
It's still a bar. It's still, you know, 12 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
You just give me a beer. But every place has Wi-Fi. Every place had free Wi-Fi.
Did you fit in?
Yeah, I did. I think so.
So when you like walked into a bar, like everybody like turned around, like, oh, there's an American.
No, I don't think so. No? I think. But again, it's not like going to a bar in Africa. It's not like I was sticking out. You know what I mean? No, it was. I mean, it's all, everyone speaks English there. Now they do try and keep Gaelic, which I did not know. speaking Irish, like, you can actually speak Irish. It's not, if you think about it, you speak Irish, so you speak English with an accent. No, Gaelic is actually Irish. And on every sign, above every English pronunciation, they have the Gaelic pronunciation. They have radio stations over there, which, by the way, Irish radio, totally different. So much more talk. Like, trying to find, like, a rock station.
Just admit it. Tell them what you told me. It's trash.
It's in the countryside. I don't want to say it's trash because it works for them. But I wish I had a CD player or something to plug in because it was hard to find a lot of stuff to listen to. I found some good stuff. We found some traditional Irish music on a radio station. We listened to that for a while, which was fun, driving through the Irish countryside.
20 minutes into it. Pass me that aux cord, bro.
But we had an amazing time. The scenery was amazing. We surfed in Ireland.
Nice.
That was completely on a whim. That was amazing. 10 euro for a wetsuit and a surfboard.
Oh.
If you wanted to do that here, you're coughing up $50-$60 a piece.
Oh, yeah.
But so we did surfing, ate a bunch of Irish food, drank so much beer.
Did you get beat up?
I did not get beat up.
It's Irish people like to fight, don't they?
I saw no fights.
No fights.
Everyone was great. Everyone was cheery, happy.
Which is weird, too, because after the Conor McGregor fight, I was almost going to text you, but I was like, I don't think he's got service.
Right.
But I was going to text you, man, be careful because there's going to be a lot of pissed off Irishmen.
And the thing was, too, is that I didn't realize that he was fighting Khabib. Who is the American guy he fought?
It was Khabib. He fought Khabib last week.
But he wasn't fighting for the USA, was he?
No, Khabib is Russian.
That's what I mean. So, but we did watch a McGregor fight against, what the hell was his name? And McGregor won that one, but it took everything I had
Alvarez?
Was it Alvarez?
Eddie Alvarez.
And it took everything I had not to stand up in this pub, just like, yeah, USA, USA. I didn't want to be that guy, right. So I didn't. So, all right, let's take a quick break. I do want to tell you the big glaring differences from here and over there. There's three of them that stand out that I need to talk about. So let's take a quick break, and I'll tell you my glaring differences from my trip overseas in Ireland. We'll be back. Rock 107, WIRX, W. Try to say that. W is kind of a hard one to say. They really enunciate the it's weird. I didn't really pick up the Irish accent over in Ireland. Had a great vacation. It's good to be back. I do got to talk about the big glaring differences I noticed overseas. Three things. Well, obviously, other than driving on the other side of the road, which I crushed, by the way. I was so good.
Is it weird?
Not really. You just had to keep telling yourself left. Left.
Was it a stick shift?
A manual. Got a manual.
It was a stick.
That honestly wasn't that bad because it's still the same. It's still the same direction. 1, 2, you know, so you start far left and you work your way.
You use your left hand.
Yeah, you just use your left hand. But everything else is the same. Honestly, it wasn't that bad.
Huh.
Roads were tiny in most places, but overall not that bad. Here's the three things I noticed. One, they do not have, recycling is real big, and they do not have hand towels, paper towels, in any of the bathrooms.
Really?
None.
Just the air dry?
Air dry, which also means a lot of people aren't washing their hands. I noticed that, too. I'm not saying they're dirty people. I'm not saying people don't.
Knuckles.
Dude, knuckles all the whole time. Seriously, I mean, I think there was one place that had, like, the old cloth pull-style ones, which are horrible.
Yeah, what is that?
So, literally, no paper towels. None. Second thing. At the bars, okay, this is really, really weird. Mixers, they just have on the side. So let's say I order a vodka orange juice, okay? Now, with, like, sodas and everything they have on the gun, if you want, like, a vodka Diet Coke or whatever, they'll... Actually, no, correction, they don't do that. The guns, they give you little bottles, little glass bottles.
Oh, yeah.
They, like I said, recycling is real big. But here's the other thing is, like, if I order, say, a vodka orange juice, give me the shot of vodka. And everything is measured out, too, by the way. Every single bottle is on a measurer. And so they do that.
They're serious about the booze, huh?
And then the mixers are just on the side that you pour yourself. Now, Hunter, you know me. I'm a germaphobe. So here is these bottles just of orange juice, lemonade, this thing called blackcurrant, which is like grape juice, just sitting over there. You grab it, fill it up yourself. So all these horrible, dirty hands are just grabbing these mixer bottles, doing it, putting it back. Not doing it.
I'll take a beer.
Which was interesting. You'd never see that here. They would never just give you the thing and like, all right, you can mix it yourself. So weird.
Well, there goes half your tip.
And here's, you don't have to tip over there, which is nice.
You don't have to tip?
You don't have to tip. Tipping is not required over there. It's awesome. You can for certain services, like if someone really goes out of their way, like really goes out of the way.
So if you tip somebody, they're like, oh my God.
No. They'll take it. And they're like, whatever. They probably think you're American. Like all the receipts I got from like dinner, no tip line. Bar receipt, no tip line. Which was weird because you felt like a total D-bag. If you did that here, you'd be just ostracized. Like, what? You didn't give me my 20%?
All right.
You weren't that good. No, you have to. You know what? I kind of like that, too, because there's so many times where, like, I've gotten bad service, and you're almost guilted into, like, well, I got to leave something. No.
You don't.
You know what? You just, that's what, of course, they also get paid, I think, more there being service. Lastly, here's the biggest glaring thing. Hunter, the amount of skinny jeans. Every single guy, and I'm not talking skinny. I'm talking like leggings.
Uh-huh.
These jeans served no purpose. The pockets, the jeans are so tight that the pockets are basically below the ass.
Yeah.
So tight. It looked like guys were wearing tights.
I don't understand the era of skinny jeans.
Like, I felt out of place wearing, like, straight leg jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my straight leg, just regular Levi jeans.
I can't even do straight leg. I gotta have relaxed,
Like, one day I did. I had, like, a pair of jeans, like, they were just more like a relaxed fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they looked at me like, I was just like, look at this guy.
Ah, look at
dude, every single guy was wearing skinny jeans. Adults, teenagers, college, everyone.
Oi! The 90s called. They want their jeans back.
Are those Carpenter jeans? Are you a time travel? Dude, it was astonishing how tight these guys. Like, it looks so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It looks so uncomfortable. Skinny jeans everywhere. All right, the guys' jeans were tighter than the girls.
Oh, God.
Just nuts.
Hey.
So there you go. That, speaking of nuts, that's what I saw in all those skinny jeans.
It's a bunch of Irish nuts.
Ho!
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
That's
so crazy. There you go. There's my glaring differences.
Does everybody have an accent? Is it just thick over there?
It's different, dude. There's southern accents. There's northern accents. East. All like hillbilly accents. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. But it was awesome. So there's my glaring differences from Ireland. from Ireland. I don't know. I'm trying.
Rock.